What's up, Patreon? How's everybody doing? Wanted to talk to you guys real quick about some stuff that is going on Tumblr. I'm sure most of you do follow me there and have seen the countless posts of me trying to explain some of what's been going on the past few days on Tumblr. The quick version is Tumblr done goofed. And by done goofed, I mean it turns out that there's no quick way to explain, and I've written it all in various posts. I've had to restate things multiple times because people do not want to read, and they don't want to comprehend either, even when they do read. Basically, Tumblr is a hotbed for fucking illegal pornography. I don't want to go into the details because it's gross. It grosses me out. It should gross everybody out. And the actual task force to prevent child exploitation, they have a system that cross-references posts on the internet to catch images and such to prevent that sort of thing from existing on the internet. It's a good thing. Tumblr was so bad that Tumblr was getting hit with or quote unquote original content that was not in the fucking database. It was that bad. So they're having a fucking intervention right now, which in turn has turned the not safe for work parts of Tumblr into a wasteland. They have gutted it, basically, so they can fix this disaster that has happened because of their negligence. So what this means for me, and what it means for most not safe for work artists on Tumblr is that people can no longer search. Like, let's say I've got some vague buzzwords for audio, one of them being just NSFW. Because for me, you would go to, let's say someone is on Tumblr looking for that kind of content, they type in NSFW and then hit audio, they would find some of my posts. That does not work anymore, and that does not work for a lot of tags. Basically, they have flipped on this thing called Safe Search, which is what you would have on if you don't want to see not safe for work stuff. But you cannot turn it off anymore. They have flipped it on, and it's staying on, presumably until they fix their shit. But this might be it. They might not bounce back from this. And I've tried to explain this, because I'm a very kind of business-minded type of dude. I like to think about implications for things and all sorts of business stuff. I like analyzing like the video game industry and stuff like that. So I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at Yahoo, which is, I believe, owned by Verizon. And I'm thinking, so we have this struggling social media platform. It is so niche, probably not turning enough of a profit as it is. And now they are in deep shit because they are a hotbed for fucking kitty diddlers. And that is disgusting. And that is illegal. And they have facilitated this environment. So if I'm a suit that owns this property, I'm thinking, we wasted money on this. What the fuck were y'all thinking? Look at this huge issue that could potentially have some very serious legal implications. I don't know how much longer Tumblr has. Very often I wonder about the day Tumblr dies, because I started my whole Yuri Voice started there. To date, we have 24,000 followers. That is a lot for me. It's a lot for anybody. It has allowed me to do all of this, to talk to you, to create. And very often I wonder when this ship would sink, specifically Tumblr. Thankfully, having lived long enough to see this sort of thing happen, I have already been making moves to other platforms because it's never wise to have all your eggs in one basket. You know what I mean? So that's why I've been pushing YouTube. That's why, that's why Twitch is a thing. That's why I've just been trying to do more, to diversify, and to have something. So if one day Tumblr goes up in flames, I have something, and it's not just all gone, and then it's a complete free fall and panic. That's why right now I'm not freaked out. What I am is, one, incredibly disturbed at what has actually been going on here on Tumblr and what the actual truth to this whole incident has been. Because, you know, specifically on Tumblr, but this is basically anywhere on social media, rumors and hearsay catch on so fast and get repeated as fact so fast. I have a short temper for that sort of thing as it is, and I've just been barraged with nothing but conjecture, rumors, hearsay, and nothing tangible. That's why when Tumblr finally posted and told us exactly what was going on, finally I felt like, oh, well, now I can really start addressing this. Because, you know, people were going on like, oh, it's a glitch, or oh, it's about the spam bots. But really, we're all just talking out of our ass until Tumblr says something. Like, the spam bots are a problem, and it was an educated guess to assume that they were trying to combat this rampant spam bot problem they have. Because that, people get viruses, and it's just terrible. They've disabled, hold on. I'm ranting, and when I post this, I'll let you guys know that I rant. But I figured, who better to come talk to about this than you guys? So, where was I? The tags. They haven't just... I know I talked about that. I had a point I was going to make, and you know what? I didn't make it. Oh my god. Like, I just got two more messages about people telling me I can send an email to Tumblr support to get my blog restored. Like, yes, I've seen it. It drives me nuts, because it's like, you guys don't think that me, someone who has created a livelihood on Tumblr, using it as his main platform, you think I'm not paying attention? Like, of course I'm on top of this. It's my job to know these things. I've tried to get away from it. Like, earlier today, we had a really big Guzma stream. And it was a good time, and it got my mind off all this, because I fixate and I try to... I have to accept that I cannot answer everyone and explain to every single person who doesn't want to carefully read what I have said. But I want to, because I guess that's just my nature. I want to tackle everything I can head on. So that's a thing. I don't know, man. Like, where does Tumblr go from here? They've been deleting blogs, and I found out who some of these blogs were, and they needed to be deleted. Not going to get into detail, but they are not all innocent blogs, and they need to take a good fucking look at themselves and figure out why they would get banned. So let's not get it twisted. This isn't like, oh, Tumblr's just gone crazy and are deleting innocent people. No, some people, some blogs were wrongfully deleted, but not all. And I understand why they were deleted. If you want the tea, go Google it. So I don't know, man, but this just reaffirms my plan to move the bulk of my work to YouTube and start producing more exclusively on YouTube than the system that I've been using. Because if you guys listened to my update earlier this month, you heard me kind of grappling with this idea that I wanted to do different and I wanted to try and do new things, and I didn't want to stay in my comfort zone just because it's what I knew. And a lot of that was breaking out of the cycle of content that I've done. The way that it's, oh, something goes to Tumblr, something goes to Tumblr, something goes to Tumblr. Because ultimately, I felt that Tumblr, the writing is on the wall, in my opinion. One of the lowest on the totem pole. If I think out of all the mainstream social media platforms, it is the lowest on the totem pole, so to speak. And it is just not where I would want all my content to be. And suddenly they're like, oh, hey, Tumblr's closing. Sorry. You have like a month or something, you know? And I feel that. I've got such a gut feeling about that. And that's not to say that, like, YouTube is a better place. Don't get me wrong. I've done the YouTube thing. I know how shitty YouTube is. But they're at least making some sort of effort. And I know how to play their game. With Tumblr, Tumblr's not even trying. And there's no rhyme or reason. Like, one day, suddenly, it's like, oh, sorry, we're not on the App Store anymore. Turns out that we have to work with this fucking agency to clean the guts of our website out because there's a ton of filth there that is unprecedented. Like, can you believe? Guys, we're talking like, when the system they have in place to catch, they have like a database of, they can catch these things. And so much original content, as in stuff that had not been posted on the internet before, was popping up on Tumblr. Like, I keep saying this, and I don't know if people are grasping how bad that is. That is the worst. The literal worst thing that could happen to a social media platform. So yeah, you're fucking right that I want to get the hell away from Tumblr. Are you kidding me? And people keep getting concerned that I'm not going to continue to post on Tumblr. Things will proceed as usual until the ship sinks and the wheels fall off, you know? I'm not leaving on my own accord. Like, I get all these people who are like, oh my god, you're changing what you do? Like, everything's gonna be on Patreon? Like this is my choice? Like, I didn't force my hand, or I'm not going to force my hand. Like, things are fine until they're not fine. I'm just saying that things are not looking fine in the Tumblr neck of the woods, you know what I'm saying? I really needed to just talk about this. And I have a lot of exciting things to talk about. There's a lot of exciting things to talk about, but I'll save it for post where it's not, you know, prefaced by 15 minutes of me going on a rant about all this. I think that covers most of it, man. It's just a mess. I feel for a lot of artists who don't have the kind of enthusiastic following that I do. Because Tumblr, it, for all the problems Tumblr has, and Lord knows we could go through a fucking laundry list of them, it is a pretty effective way or place to get your art out there if you know how to use it the right way. Thankfully, I figured that out right from the rip with Yuri Voice. I knew how to tag properly, and I just happened to create content people liked. And there's a lot of people who are now probably not going to get that chance to use that platform. And there's not really a platform quite like it. You can't get the same kind of engagement that you do on Tumblr on a place like Twitter. Tags don't work the same in a place like Twitter. People don't even use them quite the same way. And it just sucks. It just sucks that Tumblr has been so egregiously mismanaged that I would have so greatly preferred that it was a thing dealing with the bots and it being a mess that way rather than the disgusting truth. I am glad that they're dealing with it, obviously, but Jesus Christ, man. It's just gross. It grosses me out, as it should fucking everybody. And it just, it's a bad look. And it's a mess. It's a horribly mismanaged mess. And, you know, honestly, I'm not even mad that they've turned off not safe for work tags and stuff. I would nuke the whole thing from orbit. If I had any say in the matter, I would kill off Tumblr. I would. Or I would take the guts of it and try to create something different with a different policy, a different name, a different look. And I would try to salvage it for whatever I could. But in my eyes, Tumblr is now marked for death because this is so bad. When you get your app pulled off the app store, that's bad. That's very bad. Oh man, it's a mess. It is such a mess. Anyway, I just wanted to talk about this because I feel like I feel like sometimes I'm, you know, I'm screaming into the void and no one's hearing me on this. So that's what's going on. And boy, it is something. It is something. So let me close by saying things are still getting posted on Tumblr, as usual. That's not changing. That's not changing until Tumblr's gone or whatever. The thing is, people cannot find my content. Like, new listeners cannot find my content now. Because I think they've turned off blogs flagged as not safe for work. I think they've turned them off. Like, you cannot find them through searches, and their posts will not show up in tags. So, if you play by the rules, you're fucked. Which is what I've done. I've played by the rules. The moment that the moment that I knew that Yuri Voice was a not safe for work thing, the switch was flipped. And there it was. So, you know, I feel bad that basically everybody who has done it the right way, because there are, trust me, there are blogs who create not safe for work content and do not flag themselves. It sucks that blogs that have done it the right way are now essentially, they have signed themselves up onto the blacklist. It's a mess, man. It's a mess. Anywho, I'm done talking about it for now. Lord knows I'll probably have to answer a billion more questions that I've already answered, but people do not want to read. Thanks for letting me vent. If you guys have questions, I will happily answer them in the comments. I will never be annoyed with the patrons. Because I know if you've listened all the way through this, you at least have heard me. And I am happy to clarify stuff for people. It just kills me when I have answered. The whole thing with people asking about me not posting on Tumblr anymore when I had never said that. It just, you know, drives me bonkers. But, you know, I'm also an idiot. I might have completely misspoke somewhere. I don't know, man. I've played it as cool as I can. I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm not bothered by this whole thing. So I'm sure I've, you know, goofed up or misspoke somewhere. I am, sadly, quite fallible. Anywho, okay, I'm done. I'll post this and maybe get some rest. Maybe not. It's just about midnight and I'm wide awake. So, anywho, here is a special midnight special from your boy, Yuri Voice. Take care of yourselves. Love your faces. I'll have something before Thanksgiving comes around. All right. Take care.